This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The Biden administration is lashing out at Iran for accusing it of delaying a proposed prisoner swap to force a quick resumption of indirect nuclear talks. The State Department on Saturday slammed this outrageous comments made by Iran's deputy foreign minister, who blamed the U.S. and Britain for the account. In a pair of tweets, Saeed Abbas Araghchi had said that the nuclear talks being held in Vienna could not resume until Iran's hardline president-elect is inaugurated in early August. He also said the U.S. and Britain were holding the prisoner swap hostage to the nuclear talks. In response, the State Department spokesman Ned Price said the U.S. was prepared to continue talks on prisoners while waiting for the resumption of the nuclear negotiations. Rescue workers labored to deal with the damage laid bare by receding water Saturday as the death toll from disastrous flooding in Western Europe rose above 160, and thoughts turned to the lengthy job of rebuilding communities devastated within minutes. The death toll in one Western Germany area, home to a badly hit a county, rose to 98. Another 43 people were confirmed dead in a neighboring North Rhine-Westphalia state. Belgium's National Crisis Center said the country's confirmed death toll from the flooding is now at 27. Days of heavy rain turned normally minor rivers and streets into raging torrents this week and caused the disastrous flooding that swept away cars, engulfed homes, and trapped residents. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. An official says that Martine Moise, the wife of Haiti's assassinated president who was injured in the July 7th attack at their private home, has returned to the Caribbean nation. A government spokesman said that Martine Moise arrived in Haiti Saturday following her release from a Miami hospital. Earlier this week, she tweeted from the hospital that she could not believe her husband, Jovenel Moise, was gone. Without saying a last word, she wrote, "This pain will never pass." Her arrival was announced or unannounced and surprised many in the country of more than 11 million people still reeling from the assassination. No details surrounding her arrival were immediately available. Thousands of people marched around France on Saturday to protest President Emmanuel Macron's plans to force vaccination of health workers and require a COVID-19 free certificate to enter places like bars, restaurants, and cinemas. Macron this week announced sweeping measures to fight a rapid surge in new coronavirus infections, which protesters say infringe the freedom of choice of those who do not want the COVID shot. The measure had already prompted demonstrations earlier in the week, forcing the police to use tear gas to disperse protesters on Bastille Day. South Korea's Olympic Committee says it has removed banners at the Olympic Athletes Village in Tokyo, which referred to a 16th century war between Korea and Japan. It followed an intervention from the International Olympic Committee, which saw them as provocative. In agreeing to take down the banners, the South Koreans said they received a promise from the IOC that displaying of the Japanese rising sun flag will be banned at stadiums and other Olympic venues. The flag portrays a red sun with 16 rays extending outward. It is resented by many people in South Korea and other parts of Asia who see it as a symbol of Japan's wartime past. Former U.S. President Donald Trump issued three statements in 2 days claiming that voting fraud and irregularities cost him Arizona's electoral votes. Mr. Trump rallied on comments made Thursday by contractors hired by state Senate Republicans to oversee a partisan review of the 2020 vote count in one county, which includes Metro Phoenix. The forensic audit, as Senate GOP leaders are calling their review, is the oversight of Cyber Ninjas, a small computer security firm with no election experience before Trump began questioning the 2020 results. There's more at voanews.com. Via remotes, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.